name of the game as wrestle, and we wish we can get our hands on you and the Four Horsemen to take all of your body parts and rip them off one by one.
Put ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, anybody, Jesus. I just went through this whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back. It went two sentences and then went, poof. All right, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going through this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Vic Anthony.
TNA this past Sunday, against all odds, pay-per-view, better than expected, say some. But the big news is the press conference, and we have the audio here in its entirety. Hogan Watts with Terry and the Balayas with a new twist to this ongoing, never-ending feature on OWW Radio. Plus, Survivor Series has been voted out and will have to leave Tribal Council immediately. Plus, Aaron Kendrick's match of the week, OWW Radio, starts now. Online World of Wrestling, OWW Genesis WTR Wild Talk Radio Networks. I'm Nick Anthony on the floors, broadcasting from the entertainment capital of the world, Los Angeles, California, man. And you are tuned in to Online World of Wrestling Radio, OWW Radio, where fans and legends come together. Whether you're a viewer of WWE's Monday Night Raw, ECW, Superstars, or Friday Night SmackDown, what about TNA Impact, Ring of Honor, and the Indies, man? We talked them all, including FMA. We want to hear from you. We made it easy for you with our toll-free telephone numbers, 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876, option 2, or DOS. From my Mexicano amigos, email address is radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com, man. Thanks for being a part of the program on this last ECW night for the WWE. Of course, next week, the WWE plans on debuting, the NXT, the next generation of WWE superstars, I guess. I guess that's the official name of the program. I'm not quite sure though. No foundation on that, man. I think they're going for something similar to what the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim did for Major League Baseball. You know how they have that long name out there, that long title? Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, California, West United States of America. I think that's what WWE is going for. WWE's NXT, the next generation of professional wrestlers or something like that. I don't know. 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2. Telephone number. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. The email at you. Okay. Let's get right into it. We got a lot of things to get to. Tons of things to get to, man. With the industry changing constantly, me being one man, besides the production team, we here at OWW Radio, and you know I have a career outside of OWW Radio as well, so I can't be here on OWW Radio as I would like to. Lord knows every week I want to, but I can't every week. So the team and I have decided to bring on a co-host to OWW Radio with me. More in-depth opinions. He's in the industry. So he knows what he's talking about. And should I can't make it to host OWW Radio on a certain Tuesday, we'll have the co-host here, man. He'll just take it and run with it. So with that said, the man who I'm referring to is a professional. He has ties within the industry itself. Been covering professional wrestling since 2001, I believe. Lived in Nashville. He lived in Nashville. Where is this at? When a small upstart promotion called NWA TNA began. Just a little company out there.
Never heard of it.
Covering, Yeah, yeah, exactly. He ended up covering TNA wrestling from June 2002 to August 2007 in Nashville, and then when he moved to Orlando. Since 2003, he's been a part of the PR team for the prestigious Jeff Peterson Memorial Cup. If you haven't heard of that, look it up. When he's not doing talent interviews, book and DVD reviews, he covers Full Impact Pro, Pro Wrestling Riot, NWA Pro Wrestling Fusion, and Combat Championship Wrestling for several sites, including our home site, OWW, OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. So, without any further ado, OWW Radio, welcome into your family, Alan Wojcik, and the AlanWojcik.com community. What's up, man? What's going on?
Not much, trying to fight off a sinus infection that just won't go away. I don't know if it came from watching Jerry Springer on TV last night, then my brain just said, okay, we're going to make you sick, and you can go to bed now.
Yeah, man. Well, I just got over something myself, man, and my stomach's kind of, you know, turning right now as we speak. But, of course, I didn't eat anything before the show. So maybe I'll grab
that.
I know, man. I got to start eating something. No wonder, Melissa Coates. By the way, we have to get her back on. Shocker, Corey. Set up an interview with Melissa Coates. We got to get her back on. She's a trainer, fitness model. What is she? A trainer. She was pro wrestler. She does everything, acting. And she attempted to get me in shape, built some muscle mass onto me. I'm 145 soaking wet. Been 145 since high school. Yeah, man, I'm serious. So we got to get her back on and talk about this and how I can gain some weight here, man. But welcome to the program, Alan. I'm glad. I need your help, man, because I won't be able to be on as often as I would like here on OWW Radio, so I definitely need you, and I'm glad you're come aboard with us.
Oh, thank you, but the pressure's now all on me to cover for you, and you've been doing great. I listened to last week's show online, and was very highly impressed, and I'm sitting there turning to my wife, and I was going like, these guys don't need me. What the heck are they calling me for?
Oh, man, we need you. Of course, Alan, that's Alan Kendrick, Match of the Week. He does that the Match of the Week feature here on what did I say? Aaron, my bad, Aaron.
Aaron
does Match
I'm
of the
Alan.
Week here on Yeah, you met Aaron already, Alan. Aaron, welcome Alan into the show, man.
It's great to have you. Really.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very honored to be here with you guys.
No, right. I mean that's what we need. Somebody who has insight on the business. And
how long were you with Tien?
Go ahead.
I literally was at the first taping in I think it was called Huntsville, Alabama, where they did the original concept for TNA, NWA TNA, for those that don't know yet, it actually existed before it was in Orlando. And they were originally supposed to do it where it was going to be like Monday Night Raw, where they were going to hop city to city. But they papered that town of Huntsville so bad that they finally realized, okay, we need to go to an actual building. So my then fiance, who's no longer my fiance, and I made the trek from Nashville to Huntsville, Alabama, and watched two-hour pay-per-view tapes. Because they taped the one where Ken Shamrock won the world title in the battle, the gauntlet for the gold, and then they had probably one of the best matches I ever saw in person, which was Jerry Lynn versus AJ Styles versus Loki, now Caval, versus Juventud Guerrero, where they kept alternating out. And that's how I got involved with NWA TNA, now TNA Wrestling, and you know, I wish things were the same, that I would be able to be sitting here saying, yeah, I'm not on the air with you because I'm at the TV tape in Orlando right now, but things weren't meant to be, man.
Holy crap, man. Did you make the trip from Nashville to Orlando with TNA, or you just did that on your own?
The relationship I was in ended, and just by luck, in June of 2004, they started saying, hey, we're going to do tapings of this thing called Impact, and we're going to do it there. And I happened to talk to Tim Welsh, who was their media person at that point. And he said, yeah, come on over. We'd love to have you. I made like three or four trips up from September of 2002 till that point in 2004. So I was going up, seeing the talent, doing interviews, and was going for the weekly pay-per-views, which were a lot of fun to deal with.
Mm. So you're in contact with these guys over there, Barrage, Godfrey?
Stephen Godfrey, not so much. I have no animosity to them. It was just an interesting situation that my laptop apparently went out partying with Cowboy James Storm and some other people, and next thing I know, I was told, hey, your laptop's no longer welcome at TNA Wrestling. I said, okay, great.
And that's crazy, man. That's crazy, because you would think, you're doing reviews of the show. Why wouldn't they want your laptop there? Your laptop can't show up, but you can? Can you still do the reviews? It's just your laptop can't show up?
Yeah, that's what I couldn't understand. And by the time they had called me on my way from Tampa, where I live, the Tampa area where I live, to Orlando in a middle area called Lakeland, Ross Foreman calls me, and I'm like, you could have called me before I left Tampa, you jackass. But instead, next thing I know, it was like, okay, check in my hotel, went right to my laptop, report, typed out every single thing we had in the conversation. By the time I got to the impact zone, as Mike Tenay likes to call it, it was all over the place, and he comes over to me during the pre-show. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. Want to see my bag? Look, no laptop. He says, yeah, no, because I've read your notes online. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, they were talking about you online. I was like, what, really? I have no idea. So,
yeah.
There's no animosity towards them at all.
Yeah. The TNA, back in the day, man, they wanted to be too big too fast. And they had all these restrictions. I remember us here at OWW Radio trying to get a hold of I don't know who it was at the moment. We're trying to interview somebody, but they're like, "Oh, we don't do interviews on the internet." Meanwhile, I'm hearing in your head. I'm hearing Kevin. I'm hearing all these TNA talents on In Your Head and everywhere else, but they wouldn't do us in the beginning of OWW Radio. I'm like, what in the world are these dudes talking about? I'm able to get WWE superstars and things like that, but I can't get TNA stars? That doesn't make any sense to me. I think they were trying to be bigger than they thought they were.
I don't know. I up until January of 2007, I didn't have a problem getting interviews with anyone. It was just a simple fact of I was local. I would go to talk to whoever was in charge of media at that point and say, hey, so-and-so wants to do a thing. Can we do it? Yeah, sure, no problem. Until I think it was Billy Gunn, when he was Kip James, decided to go off on the X Division in an interview where he buried him to death. And I happened to be at a Federation X Entertainment seminar that Terry Taylor, who's head of talent operations or telerelations, was there the weekend, and it was just when Stephen Godfrey became the director of media relations, whatever you want to call him. And just out of fact, I sat with Terry, we were shooting it between when the kids were at lunch, and said to him, if you don't mind, want to do a conversation about what's going on here today? Said, yeah, sure. And talk about how if you're a talent that works for Ring of Honor or Pro Wrestling Guerrilla or somewhere, and it's like, dude, I want to work for TNA. How do I work for TNA? We did a nice, about a half-hour conversation. Bob Ryder of One Wrestling was in the room, actually, who does the travel booking for TNA. So they got two TNA office people in an interview, and next thing I know, Stephen Godfrey's like, I really enjoyed your Terry Taylor interview. Now for the good news, you have to take the thing down. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I said it wasn't approved by the office. I was like, dude, he is the office. He's the head of talent relations.
And yeah.
Like, oh. No. Me, myself have to approve them. I was like, okay, fine. I didn't care. I never had a problem going to talent relations, be it Tim Welsh or Andrew Bernstein, who I think now works, funny enough, for USA Network and WWE, helping them out. I never had a problem calling them up and saying, hey, I haven't interviewed AJ in like 6-8 months. I haven't interviewed Lance Hoyt, now Vance Archer. You got a problem with me doing it? No problem. So I don't know. I think it's just, they probably want to let loose whatever specific talent they want to let loose at certain times. I don't know.
Well, I know it's a squash on a lot of things that people or wrestlers can say. Like, for example, Shock on the Forum put out a post on OWW Genesis just today that talks about an interview that Mr. Anderson, or then Mr. Kennedy on WWE, had an interview with a particular show, and WWE didn't like what he said in that interview, and they tried to get it squashed. get it, you know, taken out of the interview. And they're holding it against him by not allowing them to get any other WWE stars on the program.
Yeah, that's a surprise. I mean, I've just heard so many interesting stories from people that used to work for them, that used to also work for WWE. I've recently done interviews with Steve Lewington, who is DJ Gabriel, and I'm waiting on one to come back from the former Eric Escobar. And I met them when they were here at FCW, which is based out of Tampa, and they've said the same thing, that they didn't know, okay, can I talk to this guy? Can I talk to this guy? What can I say? What can I say? It's almost like when they put the media blanket over about after the Chris Benoit tragedy, where them going, it's like, okay, can I talk about this? No, we can't talk about this, but you can talk about that. So it's they're kind of censoring their talent. I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
but
I'm being told
we need to go to our first break, and we're speaking of TNA, we're going to talk about this past Sunday's Against All Odds pay-per-view. We have a brand new number one contender to the end TNA. Sorry, almost call it NWA. The TNA yep. World Heavyweight Championship. But we'll be back here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 the purchase. $2.95. You can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Every single Wednesday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, Fire on Ice, a brand new webcast based around the NHL's Calgary Flames. You set the topics and you lead the discussion.
Hadlick with shot, shoots, what a stop by Kiprasov, rebound, oh, an even better shot, and they score! Justin Boyd, cutting the lead to two.
Jump into the play and you get to choose who winds up in the dumbass club. Fire on Ice, the weekly show about the Hawks team playing the coolest game on Earth.
Rhyme over James Brown sample. Yeah. You heard what he said? I was born in New York City. I grew up to resurrect New York City. Through the voice of this music, the most lyrical, most ambitious, another dedication. Street sweepers, from here you won't hear no interludes. I came here to share broke principles. Respect no cop.
Fear no criminal. 888-357-9876, option 2. Radio at onlinewaterwrestling.com. This past Sunday, TNA Against All Odds, mad. Like I said earlier, it was better than some people expected. Alan, you told me that, yeah, huh? You were impressed with it. That whole eight-stud tournament quarterfinals and that whole, you know, tournament, I was skeptical about it. And then when I heard that Anderson might not make it, but I don't know. What were your overall thoughts about it, Ellen?
Well, to be honest, it was actually, people aren't going to believe me when I say this, it's the first TNA pay-per-view I watched since the August 07 pay-per-view that I had attended. And I had, on pay-per-view-wise, it was the first one I had watched on TV since Bound for Glory 2000, I think it was 6 or 5, whenever Sting won the belt from Jarrett. And it took a little while to get into the groove because of the whole concept of this 8-card thing. I'm sitting there, I ran over the notes, and I'm looking at this thing, and I mentioned it to you, and I mentioned it to the production staff. I was going, okay, wait a minute. My World Tag Team Champions are wrestling each other. Great way to put the title belts over. My X Division Champion, not to be seen anywhere. Okay. My one of my women's World Tag Team Champions is temporarily on suspension or not, depending on if you read the notes from yesterday's TV taping. But I was pleasantly surprised with the way it went down. For those that don't know, Deep Hope, D'Angelo De Niro, formerly Elijah Burke, is your brand new number one contender to the man who successfully defended his TNA World Heavyweight title, a phenomenal Ric Flair, I mean AJ Styles, who came out in probably, it almost was like watching your backyard wrestling friends, and they're like, dude, I got this robe, I'm going to wear it, and he came walking out, and my wife came walking into the room to watch it. She's going,
wait, was he wearing a bathrobe?
No, he was wearing one of, it almost looked like it was a Ric Flair robe with the AJ Styles hood. And my wife's not into wrestling at all, and she came walking in and is going, what's with him wearing the robe? Didn't he wear jackets? And I go, yeah, but they're doing this whole morphing into the phenomenal Ric Flair or whatever you want to call him. But
well, okay, let me ask you this, Matt. Does he still wear the ring around his neck?
I couldn't really see it or not. I'm hoping he did, unless they can talk them out of doing it.
Because you remember on last week's Impact, or was it 2 weeks ago, Impact, he was parading around. He was about to go set up, or him and Flair was about to go hit the town with three, maybe four, a stable of women, whoever they were. So apparently he's not married anymore in the storyline, or what's the deal over there at TNA?
I'm guessing so. And it's just, it's really weird from having met AJ in person and having seen him, you know, on an interactive level, even with fans, to, I understand the whole thing about wrestling. Everybody knows what's going on. You're supposed to suspend your belief of stuff. But it's kind of hard to suspend your belief when you know, A, the man is a devout Catholic or Christian, B, you know he's married and recently had children. So you want me to go, okay, he's now dropped the wife, dropped the kid, dropped the Catholicism, and is now going whoring with Ric Flair. Okay.
Yeah,
not a problem whatsoever. Yeah, it was... And the funny part is, I'm reading, this will be up on the OWW site the next few days, and I'll talk about it next week once I'm fully done with the book. I'm reading Vince Russo's book, Rope Opera, WCW Killed Vince Russo, and the book is like a pamphlet from Russo on, I'm a Catholic and I'm trying to push this message, but if you're such a devout Catholic, what are you doing, man? You're telling everybody that, yeah, he's married. Whoop, wait a minute, hold on. Not married. Put the wife in the closet. Get in there.
Right. And wait, what was the title of that book?
It's called Rope Opera, How WCW Killed Vince Russo. I believe ECW Press is releasing it at the end of this month. It's the reason behind the title and everything that's in there, but... It was, as I said, the pay-per-view was actually very surprising for those that didn't see it. Pope D'Angelo De Niro beat Desmond Wolfe in the opening match, and then, I don't know how he did it, but he got by the 7-footer Matt Morgan. And
Why would they have Matt Morgan face Hernandez in the quarterfinals? Why not save that to the semifinals with them being tag team partners?
I'm not even sure why they were put together in a match against each other than the fact that they could go, well, you know, they're the tag champs, and yeah, they both want singles gold, but I don't know. It's weird to have covered that promotion and seen the 5 years that I was there, some of the best tag teams ever, America's Most Wanted, Simon Diamond, Johnny Swinger, Triple X, The Naturals, so... Teams go in and out of there. Team 3D recently, and then you're like, okay, here's the representation of our tag team division. We're gonna put the best tag team on record, paper championship wise, Team 3D, the Dudleys, whatever you want to call them, against two guys who haven't been wrestling for years and the Nasty Boys. And not only are they gonna win, they're gonna win, and we're gonna reintroduce the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, as their manager.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just really. That part of the pay-per-view was really good. The tournament reminded me of a ECWA Super 8 or the Ted Petty Invitational, the Jeff Peters Memorial Cup, where you had an injury happen to the Pope before the main event. He was attacked by Scott Hall and Sean Waltman, who are under contract, not under contract. Wait a minute, they're buddies with Hogan. Oh, hold on, no, they hate Hogan. Hogan hates him this week.
And you know where I think that storyline is going? I think Jeff Jarrett's going to get involved with X-Pac or Six-Pac, whatever, and Scott. I really think they're going down that line because, you know, Jeff's got this feud with Eric Bischoff and Hogan now.
Right.
I think he's Hogan's on the outskirts of this wolf pack now. I don't know, the band, whatever it is now. I think Jeff Jarrett, Scott, and Six-Pac are going to join alliances.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see because he was not on the pay-per-view at all, and Hulk Hogan was just in one segment. He, for those that didn't see it, he interacted with Eric Bischoff before he went to the ring. I'm Eskatel Bischoff. I know you have hatred for Flair, but I don't want any shenanigans out there. And that was it. I was very surprised that the pay-per-view was light on the Hulkster.
Wow.
Considering the way that they've been pushing them, and then the events that happened yesterday, which we'll get into it a little bit, regarding a change in Impact. For those that missed it, I'll run it real fast. D'Angelo De Niro defeated Desmond Wolfe in the opener. As Nick mentioned, the TNA World Tag Champs wrestled each other. Matt Morgan defeated Hernandez. A shocker was Mr. Anderson defeating Kurt Angle, and he used the medallion that Kurt wears to the ring to bust him open. And then Abyss, in a no-DQ match ordered by Eric Bischoff, defeated Mick Foley after he black hole slammed Mick into the tacks. And then you had the Pope beating Matt Morgan and Mr. Anderson beating Abyss. And then the Pope took out Mr. Ander. Yeah, that's an old gimmick, but he's using it anyway. Now, the funny part is, and this isn't giving away spoilers or anything, that the Pope's not going to get his championship match until lockdown because a rumor around the campfire is the traditional Destination X pay-per-view all X Division matches. So unless you're going to see Team 3D wrestle in an X Division match, you're going to get a heavy dose of Taz and Fallen Angel, Amazing Red, and the like.
Suicide, which I don't mind Amazing Red. Amazing Red looks great, man. I don't mind seeing him wrestle at all.
Yeah, I was surprised when he came back because he's one of those guys that's so injured that X Division style that he works. You're just, wow.
All right. Hey, coming up on the show, TNA Impact moving to Monday night. We've got that press conference here on OWW Radio. Quick break, come back with more here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
Nerd, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bluxest, All Time Pose, What If, Fair or Foul, even an eFed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay, you'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it.
Hey, this is the Spud Guy, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern as we get an in-depth with the world of wrestling. And as always, you can find me there, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I am
voices in my head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present. Such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in.
Since 1996.
Just let you walk away, just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you? We share the laughter and the pain, and even share the tears. You're the only one who really knew me at all.
Just 888-357-9876 is our number here on OWW Radio with the vocal stylings of Mr. Phil Collins. Why I have, other than against all odds, it's in the title there, man, what the heck does that have to do with wrestling, Nick?
I know, man. I was like, oh, Lord. Why are we playing Phil Collins?
I don't know.
That's another shock production.
Yeah, unless it was the studio and then we could have an American Psycho moment here talking about the vocal stylings of Phil Collins.
Yeah.
For those of the people that may be living under a rock, yesterday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Dixie Carter and the Immortal Hulk Hogan appeared at the Impact Zone in Orlando, Florida at Universal Studios and revealed what was like the biggest non-secret in wrestling, that I'm not sure why, but the Monday Night Wars are back starting March 8th.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the TNA president, Dixie Carter.
Thank you so much for coming. 6 short years ago, TNA moved to the Impact Zone right here at Universal Studios, and shortly after signed our first deal with Spike Television in 2005. Since that time, we have grown from an impossible dream to an amazing reality. You know, no one expected us to last 6 months, much less become a global entertainment company with programming seen in more than 120 countries worldwide and with global touring and licensing. We took that another step on January 4th when we made the decision to move Impact to that Monday night for a special live 3-hour broadcast. And it was a very successful trial. The ratings were wonderful for our company, and we did 2.2 million viewers that night. held for 3 hours, and at one point peaked to 3.4 million. We also had record ratings across every demo. So after seeing those results, Spike TV and TNA saw the potential on what could happen if we moved Impact to Monday night, where historically the wrestling audience has always been. So today I'm very happy to announce to you that starting March 8th, TNA Impact is moving to Monday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific. We're very, very excited about the move, obviously, and it's no coincidence that 4 months ago, a lot of excitement and buzz started happening in our company. We got more headlines around the world than we've ever had, more media generated, record ratings both domestically and in countries around the world. And on October 27th, I think it was, at Madison Square Garden, Hulk Hogan shocked the wrestling world when he announced me and TNA as his new wrestling partner. We said that day we were going to turn the wrestling world upside down, and I think we've done just that. He also said that TNA was a great company with amazing talent, an amazing fan base, and just needed that little bit of rocket fuel, as he said. And today I'm here to tell you I think Hulk Hogan has definitely been that rocket fuel that TNA needed. So I'm excited today to be the one to introduce him at a press conference. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the pop icon, Hulk Hogan.
I like that Hulk Hogan, a little bit of rocket fuel imitation. That was cool. This is amazing. It's overwhelming to me. I've been around the block a couple times in this business, and I had no idea with, you know, Dixie Carter, her dad, Bob Carter, TNA, this whole TNA family, the whole support staff, I had no idea how quick and in such a short amount of time such amazing things would happen. It's only been a few weeks, and here we are making this huge announcement. It's game time. It's game on. And we're getting momentum, you know, each and every taping, each and every day when we have our meetings. I've never been around a company before that has so many positive things happening, from the people, from the ideas, from the work ethic. This is an honor to be here. If you had told me 3 or 4 years ago that in the twilight of my career I would have an opportunity to be around such great people, I would have thought you were crazy. But being here today, this is bigger for me than any wrestling moment in my career, because just when I thought things had leveled out, just when I thought, you know, Hulk Hogan and my whole career had peaked and there was this unbelievable height that I'd achieved, we're getting ready, and we are making history. And things from this day forward are going to change like they've never changed before. So hang on for the ride. TNA has everything we need to go somewhere no sports entertainment company has ever gone before. Everybody's dedicated here. On my level in the dressing room, that old barbaric wrestling mentality is gone. These guys are all about working hard, raising the bar, you know, actually, you know, finding new ground to take wrestling to. So to be here, I actually feel young again. I feel, you know, a spring in my step, and I'm just so proud. And thank you, Dixie.
Thank you,
thank you Bob Carter. He's over in Texas, not up there. And TNA, the whole family, thank you so much for letting me share, for letting me be here. And if it wasn't for the hard work that everyone has done over the years, this moment wouldn't happen. It's not a Hulk Hogan thing, and I thank you very much for the little extra, you know, gasoline-type cliche, but it's not me. It really isn't. This company has a foundation that's unselfish, that's giving, that's committed like no company I've ever worked for before. these people are real. There's no agendas here. This is a one team. It's a one vibration going forward, and it's all positive. Thank you, Dixie. Thank you, TNA, Bob Carter. I love you guys. Thank you for giving me a chance to have life after life. And TNA is on a roll, so put your seatbelt on. The ride's getting ready to really take off now. Thank you, guys.
Should we open it up for some questions?
Absolutely. That's what we're going to do. We're going to open it up for questions and answers from the members of the media.
Yes. How long do you foresee this happening? Is this something that will be going on for 3-4 months, or with the with Spike TV, is 6 months, a year? Has that been determined?
I think we see this happening forever. I mean, we have no plans to do anything else. We want to make this as big as it possibly can be. We will be going live on Monday, March 8th, and we will be taping some episodes and being live on others. But this is a move we're committed to making.
Why the decision to go 9 to 11 rather than maybe 8 to 10?
You know, we could have done either one. It doesn't mean, look, since we've been at Spike Television, we have, I think, moved time slots 3 times, 2 different days. That wonderful, amazing wrestling fan base that TNA has always followed us and has always grown from, you know, the 600,000 viewers we started with each week to the almost 2 million now. So that doesn't mean we can't change it or we can't tweak it. But I think this was the decision that we felt was best to start with.
For me, brother, you know, this is from a wrestler's point of view, not a corporate or business point of view, which is the most important, believe me, now that I've started to figure that out. But from a wrestler's point of view, if you're going to prove that you're the best and you're going to get in a fight, you want to have the fans, you know, make the choice of who the number one, you know, entertainment company is, who puts out the best product. So for me as a wrestler, if I was lacing the boots up again, I would want to go head-to-head, you know. I would want to go head-to-head with what we call the competition. And so, for me, that would be the only option. Now, the networks or for Dixie's motivation, there may be reasons to switch the time slot around. But for the wrestling point of view, you know, the wrestlers like a fight, and they like to prove themselves. And that's what works for me and the guys in the back.
Hulk, you were there a handful of years back for the Monday Night Wars, going at it again from Monday Night Wars.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
I said you were there a few years back, WCW, Monday Night Wars. Your thoughts about the Monday Night Wars once again?
Well, I guess you could call it the Monday Night Wars. You know, I was there before when it took us about 6 months, you know, and we were actually across the street, you know, at Disney. And we were actually on the soundstage there, and within 6 months, you know, we were out in the live venues in front of, you know, 15, 20,000 people a night. And within 6 months, we were dominant. We were controlling, and we were the number one company, and it stayed that way for quite a long time. I don't think, you know, the same outcome is going to happen here, you know, because if we're going to war, we are going to win that. It's not if, we are going to win that war, but to me, it's not a competition anymore. This company has a better product. This company has better talent. This company produces, you know, the matches and just everything I've seen here for being around, you know, almost a couple months now. This company is better at everything they do. So I think the war will be won, and then the final outcome, you know, if it is a war, we're just going to show that we're the better company with a better product. We're not going to repeat history. Like I said, we're going to make history.
I want to add something. I think that this is, when you say a war is fought over usually a long period of time. I mean, our goals have not changed from the very beginning, and that was to put out the very best wrestling company and continue to grow that product slow and steady. This rocket fuel, we want to increase that growth, but, you know, we set our targets on our competitors, you know, third-rated show. We've surpassed that on an ongoing basis. Now our sights are set on the second-rated show. And we'll just continue and continue and continue till we ultimately, like we already are in other parts of the world, the number one wrestling company on television.
Were there any talks of going 3 hours? The special was 3 hours, but this is going to be a 2-hour show. Were there any discussions about that?
No, there were no talks to take Impact 3 hours. There are talks for additional programming, but not to make Impact a three-hour show.
Any other questions?
What kind of reaction, if any, do you expect from WWE and Vince McMahon?
I've never heard them, so...
You want the inside scoop, brother? You want to know what's really going on? Okay. Well, I expect no reaction. You know, because they don't acknowledge what they would consider anybody else in the wrestling business. They live in a world of their own where no one else exists. I know a little bit about that company. I was there for quite a long while. So I expect nothing as far as them acknowledging this. But what I do know on the inside, if you want to get the scoop, as the Macho Man said, ooh, brother, I got it. The talent is cheering us on. I've got several friends there that are going, go, 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 because for the talent, this gives them an option. You know, right now, it's almost like, you know, in my opinion, it's almost like a monopoly. You got nowhere to go, nothing to do in the big scheme of things. I mean, this is a great company, but making this move and doing what we're doing, it opens up the world for the talent. They're cheering us on, brother. Believe me.
All right. You heard the press conference from TNA with Dixie Carter and Hulk Hogan talking about TNA Impact going 2 hours, starting March 8th, 2010, two-hour show. Then they're going to alternate. They're going to do live one Monday, then taped for the following Monday. Live, in that sequence there. So live, then tape. We're going to open up the phone lines, find out what you have to say about Impact going live. Of course, the WWE had a counter to this press conference. Of course, the talks were going on prior to this as well, with Monday Night Raw possibly going 3 hours long. We want to hear from you. 888-357-9876. It's absolutely true, though, what Dixie Carter said earlier in this press conference. She said how they're doing these huge numbers abroad, overseas. 1.19 ratings on television over there, drawing, you know, I think in one country they were having, or in one city, I should say, they had over 2,000, 2,500 fans show up. And that's way more than what they get in the Impact Zone. So they are definitely doing something over there in the UK and abroad. They're definitely doing things there. 1.19 rating in the UK, over 1 million fans. I see big things happening with TNA once this move happens, this live tape, these live shows on Monday night. And it's only going to benefit us. I don't think we got to that point where in the press conference where Dixie said it's only going to benefit us, the wrestling fans, that TNA Impact goes live. But it definitely will, because Vince McMahon will start to show that, you know, competition is here. We better step up. And we talked about it before. I want to hear from you. Your opinions count at 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Option 2, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Alan, what do you say?
I say what I've said to a lot of people when I covered TNA. They always ask me, you know, what's it like in the Impact Zone? I said, it's really great, but it's like going to Madison Square Garden to watch WWE and then going to Joe Bob's House of Bingo to watch a wrestling show, because the venue's smaller. And I'll end it with this before we go to break, because we're against the time here. When you're doing a live show on January 4th and WWE sells out a 15,000 seat venue, when you're doing that, Hulk Hogan and Dixie Carter, give us a call here at OWW Radio and we'll consider you competition to WWE. On that note, we are going to go to break. Dial it up, man. We're tired of hearing ourselves talk, man. I mean, this isn't Jim Rome where he talks for 20 hours, man. 888-357-9876, option 2, dial it up. OWW Radio is on the air.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. the Bureau says whenever they press them. Head on to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Vince
Mick Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talents today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site of the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
This is Mace, the self-proclaimed favorite Aussie of the Wild Talk Radio Network, telling you to come step in the ring with me and the rest of the Wild Talk Radio crew every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And if you don't, we'll make Will come over there and drink all the alcohol.
Have a certain passion. Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio or Anything Goes, or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk We Talk Live, all you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
Comments on TNA's impact, officially moving to Monday night, 888-357-9876, option dos. Radio at online, world of wrestling.com. This from wrestling-radio.com. Entertainment industry publication Variety is reporting that TNA Wrestling is set to announce that Monday that flagship TNA Impact show is moving to Monday night, and the WWE has commented on it. According to Variety.com, Impact will air head-to-head with WWE Raw for 2 hours from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time and will be live every other week. Eric Bischoff calls Impact moving to Monday night a little bit of history repeating itself, Bischoff said. This is a great opportunity for TNA to step up and get noticed and showcase their product. I've said since the moment I started talking to Dixie, in my opinion, we should go head-to-head with Monday Night Raw. To me, it's a battlefield, and to win the battle, you have to be on the battlefield. When asked to comment on WWE's new competition on Monday night, WWE spokesman Robert Zimmerman, of course, of WWE, we're not too concerned. He said, we're in good shape, Alan. They're not concerned over there at WWE. Well, you've been on top of the mountain. You don't expect to be concerned. But I think they're shaking in the boots, just like Hogan said in the press conference. I think they have to know that the professional wrestlers, the athletes over in the promotion, is saying to themselves, are talking amongst their peers, that we finally have a place, and you know, where we can run to. We get fed up with the McManagement over here up north. We can go down south to the boys down there and Dixie Carter and Hogan, and have somewhere to perform, have somewhere to showcase our talent, because we aren't getting that. We aren't getting that that showcase, that place, that stage where we can showcase our ability here at WWE. It's all scripted. Everything is so freaking scripted up there.
Yeah, but they've had that option for years. Look at Christian Cage. Oh, wait, you can't look because he's back on over in WWE. You can look at Rhino. Oh, wait, Rhino's not even on TV right now.
Yeah, exactly. And believe me, look at Christian's status right now at WWE. I don't think he's happy there, other than getting his check, but I don't think he's happy there.
Yeah, but if he wasn't exactly happy as could be at TNA, but my question is, if he's not that happy, why the heck did he leave TNA Wrestling, where you're in a main event storyline, they weren't really forcing you out the door, and he could have stayed there with them and just run with it, but he opted, I guess, Edge got in his ear and said, bro, you need to come back here, it's happening, and this and that, so I don't know, it's really weird to see.
Here's the thing. WWE, if you remember, it was around late 2008 into 2009, and they were talking about doing the storyline with Christian coming back and being the guy that ran down Jeff Hardy or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And that ended up being false, and they used Matt Hardy and just shockingly put Christian on ECW out of nowhere. So chances are they lied to him about it.
Yeah.
Who knows? They've had that with a bunch of their talent. Like, yeah, come on back. We'll make you the world champ. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, they made him a world. It was the ECW champ. And now look what's happening to him. That belt may be non-existent when he gets traded or he becomes this free agent to whatever program that might be.
Yeah, that's rolling on my TV right now. We're going to get our tuxes on for the funeral of ECW version 2.0.
Yeah. Talks of a full-time three-hour Raw become serious. ProWrestling.com sources confirm that WWE and the USA Network basically is considering having Raw air for 3 hours each Monday night if TNA goes to Monday. Well, we've heard the story already. We've heard Terry and Dixie talk about it. The WWE officials did not like the idea last year when USA pushed for it, but now they are considering it. Your thoughts and opinions still on this topic when we come back. 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-986, option 2. Radio at OnlineWaterWrestling.com. Another hour of OWW Radio. Nick and Allen here on OWW Radio. Right back.
Check her out.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 the purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar. tough enough trainer and just all around gadabout. When I want to talk or I want to listen to someone else talk, I go to wildtalkradio.com.
Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out WTRProductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want. Located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
Where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
I don't know any but Jesus. I just went through the whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went, all right, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going to do this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
WW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
All right, the second hour of OWW Radio Online, World of Wrestling, OWW Genesis, WTR, Wild Talk Radio Networks, Nick Anthony, Alan Wolchek. Man, your name's freaking hard for me to pronounce, man. Jesus Christ, Wojak? I want to call you Wojak.
Oh, dear God. Lord. I've heard every variation known to man. You can just call me Alan, I don't care.
I don't know why I want to say Horseshack, like on Welcome Back, Kotter. You ever seen that?
Yeah, I got that one when I was a kid, too.
Horseshack, Mr. Cotter.
I love
all
that
right.
show.
Yeah, that was a good show. How did you know about that show, Aaron?
We just watched it. Hey, a couple of days ago, one of our teachers played some of those shows in class for no reason. Just no reason. She just started playing the show.
Why? I mean, what did that have to do? What does that have to do with anything? What class was this?
It was in music class.
Oh, jeez.
It really don't make sense, but...
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Can I call you Horseshack, man? Horseshack is cool.
I don't care. I don't care. Whatever works. I'm just trying to imagine a bunch of 15-year-olds watching going... See that guy that's playing the Bobberino? Yeah, he was like famous now, man. I don't know how he got from Santa.
Yeah, Travolta, right? John Travolta.
Yeah, Travolta's on that show, man.
What if your nose with the rubber hose?
Yeah. Oh,
Oh, bad.
All right, big news, Survivor Series from the WWE. And you know what? I'll get into my take on this, Alan, after you finish here. But I'm not at all surprised at this move. Not at all surprised. And it's I mean, it's welcomed by me. It's welcomed.
Well, it's probably going to be welcomed by a lot of people. And for those that aren't aware of it, after disappointing results of Survivor Series 2009, Vince McMahon announced this past week that the Survivor Series is going to be dropped as an annual event. The name itself is gone. There will still be a pay-per-view in November. The event itself was the second oldest annual event in the company's history, dating back to Thanksgiving of 1987, which, for fans that are old enough to remember, was the same night that Starrcade 1987 was on the air and was only available on three cable companies nationwide. It did 235,000 worldwide buys in 2009 as opposed to 319,000 the year before. Vince blamed, quote-unquote, the decline of the idea. Team concept is obsolete and was good for its time but no longer resonates. Yeah. Many people were saying in reality the decline was from being one of the bigger events in 2008 probably was because lack of build-up by the creative team on to go into it. Also, wouldn't hurt that the Ultimate Fighting Championships had an event the day after. I don't know. Many people, like I said, the team concept hasn't been a major part of the selling point of the show in the past few years, but the name and the history of the event being a Big Four event, which used to be Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, King of the Ring, which also doesn't exist anymore, and Survivor Series, the elimination matches, used to be basically, you know, they were set up months and weeks in advance, and now it was just like, okay, we'll take five guys, and you take five guys, or they, I think the last couple of years they did Team Raw versus Team SmackDown, and one year it was Team Bischoff versus Team Austin. And obviously the company is going to go in a different direction, and certain sites were reporting that you could go as a fan to a WWE.com link, and you were able to pick on certain choices, including a war games style thing, which wouldn't hurt since the guy who created the war games happens to be on the pay-per-view the paying roster of the company, the American Dream Dusty Rhodes, for those who don't know. They've also bantered about the idea of bringing the infamous WCW Battle Bowl back, which I don't know. I mean, Nick was, you obviously aren't sitting there going, damn, I'm so pissed off about this. I mean, honest, why were you ever a fan of the traditional 5-on-5 and then at some point 4 matches?
Yeah, I was absolutely a big fan of Survivor Series. I can remember Thanksgiving, you know, I was 7 years old, Thanksgiving, you know, eating turkey, then watching Survivor Series at the same time. Me, my brother, sister was all there telling people to shut up, wrestling's on. You know, I remember this, and it really got me pumped every year. The Big Four, man. Survivor Series is definitely up there. And like you said, McMahon, him getting rid of a Survivor Series only proves that there's way too many pay-per-views in 1 year. The build-up blows for every pay-per-view,
okay,
for every one of them. And I'm only waiting for WrestleMania, the build-up for WrestleMania, to be screwed up. I'm only waiting for that. Get this. When I was watching Survivor Series growing up, like you said, we knew exactly what was going on. Hart Foundation was on, you know, Team Canada, something with the Million Dollar Corporation, Money Inc. or something like that. You know, we had the big, you know, the heel characters versus the babyface good guy, the mega powers, whatever you have. We knew what was going on. And believable heels, right? Right now, we don't have any established heel characters, no established heel gimmicks to be even a part on a 5-on-5 or a 4-on-4 traditional style Survivor Series match. Nothing's believable anymore to even start that. In today's current industry in the WWE, they will have to put together, you know, several of these different personalities in order to get a team together, which won't stay together long enough to put out a great match. They won't stay in a faction long enough to make it believable to anybody, which goes back to ring psychology and making things believable for the fans. I'm absolutely for this breakup of Survivor Series because the current state of wrestling is unbelievable. That's my sole reason for this. And I want the memory of Survivor Series for me to stay where it is now. You know, the Hart Foundation, you know, Money Inc., things of that nature. Not what we just, you know, putting John Cena in the ring with DX and Hornswoggle going up against Mark Henry, MVP, and just for no apparent reason whatsoever. That's me. I would like to hear, I want to see a storyline behind these things. And a great build-up to the pay-per-view. We don't see that. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. You know, Eric Bischoff, if you watch the Rise and Fall of WCW DVD, available on WWE.com, which, you know, is a great idea since the current product's not the greatest. He basically said it best. Him and Mike Graham are the reasons that you have 12 pay-per-views a month, because he's like, oh, well, I had a couple here, and WWE had a couple, and I win a couple, and I win a couple, and next thing you know, I had 12 a month. I mean, at one point, WWE, after the brand split in 2002, was running two a month. I mean, forget a financial standpoint. It's just you need a literal flow chart, graphs, and schematics just to follow who's doing what and where. And the death of it, I'm not really sure when the death of the actual traditional 5-on-5, 4-on-4 matches was. It's kind of hard to pinpoint it, but when you put the focus on, you know, like I can remember Survivor Series 1992 was the first time the world title was even defended. It was Shawn Michaels, the then Intercontinental Champion, taking on the brand new WWF at the time World Champion, Bret the Hitman Hart. That was, yeah, I think, the first all Survivor Series pay-per-view that didn't even have a traditional tag match attached to it. And then after that, you kind of saw they had a couple matches in, but they still kept getting away from it. And I think it was like by the time you got to 2002 when they debuted the Elimination Chamber, it was just like, okay, we'll throw it in there as a, you know, like how they used to throw in a midget match or a ladies match or a mixed diva match type thing. That's almost how it felt. Like, okay, by tradition, we're supposed to have this. And I'm upset that it's happening, but you know, what are you going to do? It's the evolution of the business.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people will say, well, this is really the death of WWE now because they're getting rid of one of the big fours. And I can't believe it, only on one standpoint, is that the WWE did acknowledge it as one of the big fours, and now they're completely dropping the ball on it. That may, you know, say something to where the McManagement's head is, I guess. What do you say, Alan?
Well, like I said, it all depends on what their next concept is going to be. And if you're going to do, like they mentioned the War Games thing in the thing, and unfortunately I don't have all the matches that they listed up there for the pay-per-view concepts, but unless you're going to do like are they thinking of doing an all War Games pay-per-view? Because, well, I mean, I've attended enough lockdown pay-per-views to know after about the third match, you're kind of just sitting there going, dear God, what are you going to do to top this?
Yeah, I think one other concept that they threw out there was something like a street fight or yeah, some type of brawl. But how stupid is this going to be when, because, oh my lord, they had a pay-per-view 2-3 years ago, I don't know what it was, Bound for Glory, I don't know what it was. John Cena and JBL. JBL put, I said Bound for Glory, that's TNA. It was some pay-per-view for the WWE. But JBL put Cena through a car window. He came out unscathed. I mean, not a blood mark on him. Now, I don't know what they planning on doing in these street fights, but any street fights that I've been in or heard of, there's going to be blood, especially with the objects laying around. Now, if they're not going to have blood, I don't see this pay-per-view working at all.
I'm not really sure how it's going to go. And that's it. It's got to be, it's almost like with this NXT thing that they're doing, you're kind of left out in the open. I mean, it's hard to predict because we're sitting here in February and they're already telling us, okay, come November, this is what's going to change. And who knows what Stephanie McMahon, Levesque, and Creative have got up their hands. I think it's interesting that they actually went to the fans and said, well, what do you guys think? I got that email from one of the other sites that I get emails, newsletters from, and I was just like, well, wait a minute, check this out. They're actually asking fans. This isn't the traditional WWE who says, "Oh, nope, you're going to like it, you're going to love it, and if you don't like it and love it, who cares? We're not marketing to you, brother."
Oh, come on, Alan. You know that's just a face they're putting on. You actually think they're going to go along with whatever we fans say? You actually think that?
Yeah, but this is the same company that wanted me to vote on Cyber Sunday, man, that wanted me to pick a match. I don't know what to think. It's just really a weird concept. It's sad that Survivor Series is gone, but and if there's anyone out there that wants to weigh in with us, 888-357-9876, option 2, we'd love to hear like your favorite Survivor Series matches, traditional or otherwise. I mean, for me, I'm old enough to remember the original Survivor Series out of Cleveland, which had the main event of that one was Team Hulk Hogan versus Team Andre the Giant. This is an amazing thing to look back to 1987 and read the names off of this match. You had on one side of the ring Hall of Famer Hulk Hogan, Ken Patera, Hall of Famer Paul Orndorff, Hall of Famer Don The Rock Morocco, and the late Bam Bam Bigelow taking on Hall of Famer Andre the Giant, the Natural Butch Reed, the One Man Gang, the late Ravishing Rick Rude, and King Kong Bundy. And that was the lead in this out of WrestleMania 3 that Hulk Hogan had defeated Andre the Giant. Because I remember back in 1987, it was WrestleMania, and that was it for the WWF. And what are some of your favorites that you can remember?
Well, match that with DX here, with Hornswoggle and John Cena taking on, MVP, Mark Henry, and maybe the Big Show. Yeah, let's get Team Hogan versus versus Team Andre versus Team DX and John Cena versus Team Mark Henry and MVP. I'll take Hogan Andre any day. Go to break here. OWW Radio 888-357-9876. We'll take your opinions, your traditional Survivor Series matches. When we come back after the break, Aaron, I want to hear from you, man. I got Corey's right here. You won't believe what his is. On the other side, 888-357-9876, OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. The Hero Sets, whenever they wrestling. Head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's worth away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Nick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site of the pro juice, Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
The evolution continues. Sunday nights when Wrestle Talk Radio hits the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Covering the latest in pro wrestling from all the news you need to know. Comprehensive pay-per-view coverage and some great debate.
And this week we've got Mr. Perfect scoring off against Rick Rude.
Plus, you will never know who will drop in for a conversation.
This is Extreme Championship Wrestling's referee, Jim Molyneux.
I'm former WWE superstar, ECW superstar, Al Snow.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
Interact live with the show anytime at 1-888-357-9876 and give us your take on the world of pro wrestling. Join Wrestle Talk Radio Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com.
Where's that being played? You talking about WWE?
Think Shock got the last two songs pushed around.
Yeah, but aren't you there, Tim? Don't you see it before you push play? Canadians, man.
If it weren't for them, we wouldn't have the great game of the hockey that we got to watch today on the networks of NBC.
Yeah, oh, so they're to blame for it.
Hey.
They're playing Norway. So they went 8-0, and everybody's happy about that. Is Norway even any good? Last time they won anything.
I'm not sure. Probably the beginning of time when they beat some dragons down.
Yeah, Norway. Norway. They're really good? Okay, well, I'm sorry then. Never met anyone from Norway. All good, though. All I know is that Canada booed the United States national anthem. It's a big story. And then we played, I don't know who it was, I think it was in Boston. We played the Canadian national anthem, and everyone gave it cheers. Everyone cheered for the Canadian national anthem. Meanwhile, Canada's booing our national anthem here from the States. Shows you what kind of people Canadians are.
Nick, this is your producer speaking.
I knew you were going to come on, dude.
I had to get on here right now, and I just wanted to clarify, when you're talking hockey, you are currently, as of right now, talking to the be-all, end-all, know-all god of hockey. The United States anthem got booed in response to the jerk-offs in San Jose booing the Canadian anthem first. So, if you want to bring up history, don't revise it. Tell the whole truth.
Can I say something on my own program, for crying out loud?
No, because I run
it. Okay, you're right. San Jose did boo the Canadian national anthem, but prior to that, I think the Canadians came out first with that.
No, they didn't. San Jose started the whole thing rolling, and then it was a response.
Okay, so two wrongs make a right?
Well,
if you say, oh, they started, so two wrongs make a right.
Well, what did the American fans do in response to the Canadian fans booing to teach them a lesson? They cheered. So
okay,
yeah,
so why couldn't you guys have done that?
It did make a right.
Oh, jeez. Are you done?
I got a great idea, Nick. Why don't you tune in tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern and listen to a little Fire on Ice, and we'll edumacate you on the great game of ice hockey. Right here.
He knows what it's to boot.
Right here on the Wildcard Radio Network. I've said my piece. See ya.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yo.
A boot.
Hey, he knows what it's to boot, and we ain't against it. That's one of the reasons why I got to miss Trish Stratus, because nobody said a boot the same way she did. You're just like, wow, I don't care that she's in a ring with an ugly woman. She's talking.
Trish and Brett, the only two people I like out of Canada. Wait, isn't Pam Anderson from Canada?
Yes, me.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, well, yes. Pam Anderson, too. That's it.
Can we talk Survivor Series now?
Was that what we were talking about?
Yeah, we were talking Survivor Series today. I mean,
speaking of Canada.
Yeah. Oh, God. He's going to be like everyone else. He's going to talk about 1997 again, man. You know, the thing that, for some reason, they won't shut up about on WWE TV.
Yeah.
The door was open. I just had to go through it.
Bret Hart, right. The main event?
Well, I mean, you're sitting here talking about Canada, so we're on Survivor Series.
Man.
The door was open.
The screw job.
Yeah.
But my favorite traditional Survivor Series match would probably have to be the year after yours, Alan. 1988, when the Mega Powers, Hogan, Randy Savage, Hercules, Coco Beware, my man there. The Birdman, Hillbilly Jim, who's not really a hillbilly. Miss Elizabeth was in the corner. They were going against Hakeem and the Big Boss Man, the Twin Towers. Ted DiBiase was in there, Haku, and the Red Rooster.
and Hercules, I believe.
Was he there? No, Hercules wasn't in there.
He was in one of them. Oh, well.
But that was my favorite one. What about you, Aaron?
Well, I think mine's the same as Corey's. I liked 2001 with the Alliance against the WWF because, like, there was, you gotta admit, there was something pretty special about this. Now, this was around a time where I was just starting to figure out what was going on here. Like, WCW and ECW merging together to try and take over WWF. Now, you guys were talking about build-up a minute ago. This had a year's worth of build-up because WWF bought out WCW and ECW.
Well, a lot of them, a lot of the traditional Survivor Series matches had, you know, the months, if not years, of build-ups.
But was anything centered around this match as much as that whole year of 2001? I mean, you go back, SummerSlam, Unforgiven, No Mercy, the Invasion pay-per-view. They even made a brand-new pay-per-view to promote this rivalry. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, the only downside was if you were a smart wrestling fan, then you knew, like, obviously who was going to win the match. Because, you know, Vince is not going to just bring back these two organizations to take over his company. I mean, you know it's not going to happen. That was the only downside. But other than that, I mean, it was about an hour-long match, and everything about it just really clicked. And that's why it's my favorite.
Yeah. And that match was Team WWF was The Rock, Chris Jericho,
yeah.
The Undertaker, Kane, and The Big Show versus Team Alliance.
Ron Van Dam, Stone
Kurt Angle, Steve Austin, Booker T, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and Shane McMahon was in it too, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Shane kept running for his life.
Yeah.
He was one of my favorite eliminations because, like, they had him go out there and act like he was going to be all big and bad and kept interrupting all the pin counts. And then whenever he got tagged in, Undertaker tombstones him and Jericho hits his line salt, and that's it.
Yeah. Chuck is telling me that his favorite was, and you can send us your favorites, you can call us with your favorites at 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2, or email it at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. Shock is saying that his favorite was in 91 with Flair, DiBiase, the Mountie, Warlord versus Piper, Brett, Bulldog, and Virgil. He's also saying he liked the tag team elimination matches in 87 and 88. He said the 88 tag team elimination match lasted over 40 minutes, and they created a storyline with a double switch between Demolition turning face and the Powers of Pain turning heel. So, yeah, those are, man, memorable. Very memorable.
Yeah, well, you have a lot of the Survivor Series stuff besides those traditional tag matches. You got to remember, 1996 was the debut of some guy named Rocky Maivia, who I hear we're supposed to see some really big stuff from today. And then you had in 2002, you had the debut of the Elimination Chamber, funny enough, also Madison Square Garden. And then, as Aaron mentioned, you had the thing that changed the industry forever, which was the Montreal Screwjob. It has some memories to it. It's not like one of the other pay-per-views that you may not even remember. You'd have to look at the calendar on WWE.com to go, what pay-per-view is this? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Is it Vengeance? Is it Armageddon? Is it No Way Out or No Way In? As Eric Bischoff once said, tradition bites, so.
Yeah. You knew it.
Go back to the 97 for just a minute. That had to be like one of the worst Survivor Series in history. If you look at it on paper, I mean, it had four different elimination matches, and all of them were just really stinkers. I mean, you got the Headbangers and the Blackjacks going against the Godwins and the newly formed New Age Outlaws. You had Vader, Goldust, Mark Merrow, and memory skipping me. I don't remember who he was teaming up with. But they went against the New Heart Foundation along with Doug Furness and Phil Afon. You had the DOA against the Truth Commission, and you had the Road Warriors, Ahmed Johnson and Ken Shamrock going against the Nation of Domination. And really, there was two other matches, and really those were the only two that could draw money, and that's Owen Hart against Stone Cold and the main event, which we all know about.
That was probably the year that the traditional Survivor Series really started to decline.
Yeah, I agree.
I believe that.
Yeah. Other than, you know, Team WWF versus, you know, that alliance for WCW. That's pretty much, 97 was the start, the decline of the WWE, if you really want to think about it.
Yeah, I would totally buy into that. I mean, that was everybody, you know, fans that are old enough to remember it. That was an interesting time in the business, and it looks like we're possibly going to be seeing a rerun of that. And I'm guessing that's what the idea behind Bischoff and Hogan moving the show, and then this NXT thing we're going to start talking about when it's on next week. You know, there's going to be lots of changes coming up in both promotions, and I guess like the Death of Survivor Series is one of them.
888-357-9876, option 2, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. All right, we still want to take some of your say, your opinions on the Death of Survivor Series, and what are some of your favorite traditional 5-on-5 or 4-on-4 or 3-on-3, whatever it was, Survivor Series matches from the past. What do you think about the new, you know, the candidates for the pay-per-view? This street fight gimmick pay-per-view that will or may not involve blood, which, come on, let's face it, won't draw blood in a street fight? Crazy. All right, quick break, come back with more. What about this, putting two rings side by side like WCW used to do? I think I would like seeing that again. 888-357-9876, option 2, radio. What if they do, I keep stopping. What if they do the six-sided ring? Wouldn't that be something for the WWE?
Ooh, big steal.
Big steal, big time. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the fans chant it, we want six sides. What if the WWE just swooped it up come Thanksgiving?
What a spit in the face that would be, though.
888-357-9876, option 2, OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Polls, What If, Fair or Foul, even an eFed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay, you'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it.
Wild Talk Radio is sponsored by Tripology. Book your next trip with Tripology. If you're finding it's time to get away, you have an important upcoming business trip, or if it's last minute and you need to get there fast without any hassles, call Tripology today.
I'm sure.
If you're working too many hours and can't find the time to plan that badly needed vacation, then stress no longer. Tripology is here to help. Tripology will help you get to where you need to go Whether it's for an important business trip, a last-minute flight out to see a loved one, or that much-needed and overdue vacation, now is the time to make Tripology your travel agent. Call Tripology toll-free at 1-866-289-9950 or log on to www.mytripology.com and plan your trip now.
But I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be grown without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love harder. You thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. You thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't fail without you, sold 9 million.
All right, the WWE says Survivor is no more. You've been voted out. You must leave Tribal Council immediately. Out. What say you at 888-357-9876? Did you guys watch Survivor Series? Sitting there eating your turkey dinner? Or, you know, that eve of Thanksgiving? Here in the States, I know Canada, they do things different up there. When do they have Thanksgiving there in Canada? They do it in like October.
Careful, Tim's going to be coming back on.
Yeah. October is for the harvest in Canada. All right, let's do Match of the Week with Aaron Kendrick here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, you can send in your match of the week to OWW Radio by simply emailing radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. Or if you are a member of OWW Genesis, you can private message Aaron. Total nonstop attitude, man. Aaron, go for it, dude.
All right, guys, real quick, though, before I get started, last week's runner-ups, since we didn't get to it, were Colt Cabana versus Sanjay Dutt, Randy Orton versus Shawn Michaels, Trent Beretta versus Yoshitachi, AJ Styles versus D'Angelo De Niro, and the match of the week for the week of February 1st was Roderick Strong versus Tyler Black on Ring of Honor. But back to this week, we kick things off on Nick's favorite show, Monday Night Raw.
Oh, it is not.
It was a champion versus champion match that featured the young WWE champion Sheamus against ECW champion Christian. This was started after Christian interrupted Sheamus' promo and cut a beautiful one for himself. This one was a little quick for my liking, but it was okay. Sheamus is not the greatest wrestler of all time, but as we all saw at the Rumble, Christian can sure adapt to his opponents. This match was just to help promote NXT, but it did deliver. But I thought it was mediocre at best. Sheamus picks up the win with the powerbomb. Well, guys, as it is official that ECW is going off the air as we end the show tonight, one match last week left me impressed. Looking back in the history of ECW, many were good, and one of these men is no exception. Yitzy Titsy and Goldust took on Kaelin Croft and Trent Beretta, who now holds the record, by the way, for the most consecutive mentions on Match of the Week. This is his fifth consecutive mention. The stipulation was that the winners get a title shot against Showmiz tonight. There was one move that I saw from Beretta that has only been used a handful of times in recent memory, and normally only a veteran can actually do it, and that is an Indian Deathlock, which is a modified figure four. Unfortunately, that was the only move that really caught my eye, but it was good. But staying on the subject of moves that aren't used often, what are some of your favorites? Your opinion counts. If you want to talk about people not getting enough credit, my opinion, you're talking about CM Punk and Rey Mysterio. Sure, Punk looks like he had a bad shaving experience and is scared to try again, and Rey can't walk from here to there without getting injured, but they sure put on a great show Friday in their match. This one had some great mat wrestling, and I was impressed by the both of them for the most part. It was just a little boring to me. I mean, every time Rey does this, he always does the same old luchador stuff where, like, he pushes them up with his feet and lands on their shoulders and all that. I mean, you've seen it a million times. Not very exciting. Okay, Nick Allen, match of the week comes from SmackDown as well. The not-so-dead man, The Undertaker, faced off with Chris Jericho. I loved everything about the match. There was everything in it. Psychology, build-up, and yes, delivery. So, let's kick it off with build-up. The story in this was that Edge wants revenge against Jericho, but Undertaker is champion. Edge was at ringside calling the action. And you can trace the build-up here all the way back to 2007 when Edge cashed in Money in the Bank for his second time on The Undertaker. Edge and Jericho were, of course, tag team champions until Edge got injured, and that's where we are brought back to. Psychology. This one had psychology written all over it. At one point, Taker and Jericho were on the floor, and they both kept looking over at Edge because of the trust factor. I really liked it because it really went along with Edge's gimmick, and it passed as being the quote-unquote ultimate opportunist. Delivery. This one was good as well. It was back and forth, and that's my favorite quality in a match. Business really picked up when Taker kicked Edge at the announce position. As Taker and Jericho got back in the ring, a recently disposed turnbuckle pad came into play, setting up for a rare appearance of the Last Ride. Directly after that, Edge speared Taker, and surprisingly, the match resumed as if nothing ever happened, even though the ref was looking right at it. The finish was awesome. I gotta say that. Taker was staggering to get to his feet, and he was looking up at the ramp at Edge, and out of nowhere, Y2J snuck in and hit a codebreaker for the win. So, from here, we wait and see what happens Sunday at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. I, personally, am predicting right now that Lionheart Jericho wins the Chamber, and Jericho then faces Edge at WrestleMania. But, what do I know? So, Chris Jericho versus The Undertaker's match of the week for the week of February 8th, 2010. Questions and comments about match of the week can be emailed to radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com, or if you're a Genesis member, feel free to private message me on the forum.
That was inspiring. Definitely check out what the man is saying to do. Log on to our websites, as he mentioned. We'll be back in a couple seconds. We're going to wrap things up by talking about a couple interesting items, such as this Sunday's Elimination Chamber and rumors that former TNA World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle wants to have a lighter work schedule. How much lighter can you be? You're taping two times a week in Florida, man. I don't know. Let's go to break. OWW Radio, I'll be back.
OWW Radio. All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95.
Can't go wrong with $295. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Hey guys, Maverick here.
Professional, realist,
genius. You know, I've been hearing what those pricks on WTR have said about me, and you know what? I think it's out of jealousy that I've ran a clean show for as long as I have.
I'm basically giving them free publicity off of the internet, and all I get is...
Fuck math. Oh well, the hell with it. If you want an opinion that's realistic without so many four-letter words, then tune in to Running the Ropes. Every Friday, right here, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You see that? That's called professionalism, bitches.
Survive by Net Shoes. 888-357-9876. Option 2 radio at online,
WorldOfWrestling.com.
Who sings this?
Taz.
Oh, this is Taz's theme song, right.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've heard this somewhere. Where's this coming from? I heard this.
I don't guess Taz decided to let ECW survive.
Yeah, huh? Shaq sent me something in here talking about another traditional Survivor Series match. What are you saying? He liked 95 with Marty Jannetty, Hakushi, Barry Horowitz, and Bob Holly versus 123 Kid. Chris Candido, man, remember him?
Yep.
What was he?
Back in the day,
Skip,
yeah.
Skip or something?
Yeah.
It was Skip.
Skip.
Who is that? Tim? No, Tim, who is that?
It was Chris Candido, and it was Dr. Tom Pritchard was the other person. He cut off his wonderful locks of hair to be partnered up with Chris Candido with the Babadi Damas.
Is he on now, though? I'm like doing out my own show here while you guys are talking. 888-357-9876. 357-987. Thanks. Now you tell me, Tim. You know, Canada, you know. Forget it. I'm not even going to get into it. Not even going to get into it with you, Tim. Go to the phone line. 888-357-9876. Who is this?
It is Randy from El Paso.
What's up, Randy?
Good. I was listening to what Aaron said his match of the week, saying Taker and Jericho. It was a good match, but I gotta disagree with that.
Oh, really?
All right.
What you got?
Yeah, I feel that the match that Young Bucks and the American Wolves had on ROH was an awesome match and should have been match of the week.
Yeah. I was actually talking to Nick while we were watching that match, and... to me, I really can't explain it. It was just missing something to me. I mean, right now, we can make it a runner-up right now.
What did you like about it, Randy? What did you like about that American Wolves match?
I thought it was a good match because it showcased all of what the American Wolves could do and what the Young Bucks can do. And, like, the one Jackson, I think Matt Jackson was taking a beating in that match too. There was a lot of cool spots there. Like, I think there was one where Eddie Edwards did a code breaker from the top rope.
Mm. Well, here's my one problem when I was watching that match. They didn't sell anything. They were doing these back and forth, 1-2-3, you know, or one, getting to the count of two,
1-2, kick out. 1-2, kick out.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, the guys were getting pounded left and right, but nobody was selling a move.
That's one thing that I've never liked about the Young Bucks. I mean, I've followed those two since they were in NWA, and I watched a lot of their stuff, and they're doing all this crazy stuff, but they don't sell
the Young
anything.
Bucks. Exactly. The Young Bucks don't sell not one single move in any of their matches. They get pounded. They don't get me wrong. They are great competitors. They can do amazing things. They're flying around, like I said, like Mexican jumping beans, that Lucha Libre style. But if you don't sell anything, it's pointless to the old-time wrestling fans. How old are you, Randy?
I'm 18. I'm one of the younger fans. But I get what you mean.
Yeah, there you go. That's why. You're excited about them jumping around and doing these spots outside of the ring and jumping from the top rope. But none of this is believable. I mean, it's believable to see have somebody jump on you. And thanks a lot for the call, Randy. You get excited about having these guys jump and do exciting things like that. But if, like Bret Hart said, if you're in a real fight, someone's gonna jump off a bar or jump off a table or something like that. Somebody's gonna get hurt. And if you don't sell that, I mean, what's the point? We're just watching, I don't know what we're watching. We're just wasting our time, basically.
Yeah, but that's the problem with Ring of Honor, man. I'm friends with some of the talent that has worked there, like Roderick Strong, and I've met Davey Richards and all these other people. That's my problem that I've had with that product. Somebody's like, oh, well, you get all these hookups for DVDs. How come you don't talk about Ring of Honor? Because it's a spot fest. You do a triple moonsault from 45 feet off a balcony and the guy kicks out? Something along those lines. I don't understand it. There's no believability. I'm sure there's plenty of people that are listening to this right now that are pure ROH fans that are going, Alan, you've got it all wrong. This is the way Ring of Honor is and that and the other thing. Well, every DVD that I've ever been given of ROH, that's what it felt like. It was like watching a Jeff Hardy match. I'm going to do my trick over here, and I got a trick over here, and wait a minute, I got an even bigger trick here. It's like, what the heck do you do? You kick out of one guy's finisher 22 times. It's like, what else? What do you possibly do? And then you end the match with a small package. Yay me. I'm brilliant.
Yeah, it's kind of like whenever we had Bill DeMont on the show, he was talking about the junkyard brawl or whatever. He did a moonsault off of a stack of three cars, and the move was never even shot on TV.
Yeah, I could totally believe into that. I mean, but then again, I'm the guy that's been at every Jeff Peterson Memorial Cup since 2003, and I've seen some matches that are just like the 2005 final with Sanjay Dutt and Chris Sabin, where at one point Sanjay and Chris brawled out of the building off a truck loading dock, and then they did a pile driver on the concrete outside. I'm like, how in God's name are they going to get this thing back to the ring after that? There's got to be a point where the audience is just sitting there going, give me some oxygen, because I'm freaking exhausted from watching this match.
And just because you get kickouts after a two count, and you're passing this, counter into pinning combinations and whatever, what have you, man. That doesn't make it a great match. Does not make it a great match. Makes it a fast-paced match, which is good, but, I mean, it doesn't make it a great match. It's just my opinion. I don't know about you guys, but it's just my opinion. All right. Also in the news, Kurt Angle, as Alan mentioned before the break, Kurt Angle has asked for a schedule from TNA with less work. Word is that, and this is, I guess this is a rumor, so I don't know if it was any of the big news publications picked it up, so it has no foundation from as far as I know of. But the word is that Angle is open to finishing his wrestling career with TNA, but wants the reduced schedule with no live events. They're saying that Angle is still battling many injuries, which, I can believe, and is thinking about life after wrestling. And that comes from F4W Online, so that's pretty pretty solid there. So what do you think about that real briefly? We're coming to the top of the hour. But do you think that Jeff being back in TNA has something to do with Kurt wanting this less workload for the promotion? What do you think, Alan?
Oh, we talked about that on Sunday after the pay-per-view. It's a touchy topic. Most people got to realize, I mean, the average fan may not know it, that Jeff Jarrett is in an intimate relationship with Kurt Angle's ex-wife, Karen. And I think Karen actually lives in his house in Nashville. Sorry, Hendersonville. He lives in a suburb of Nashville. I don't know. It happens to be coincidence. It may not. I'll buy into the idea. Like you said, I've had people that have seen TNA events in the Northeast that have seen, like, in Westbury, New York. My friend Danielle went to go see the show, and she said, Kurt acted like he was on a pay-per-view match, and this was just a traditional house show at what used to be the Westbury Music Fair. There's got to be a point where maybe you got to take it easy, maybe do one show on the weekend of a thing. I'm not really sure.
Mm.
Yeah, but I we didn't even get a chance to talk Elimination Chamber here, but I'm going to pub something. I'm sorry to do it, but if you live in the Tampa Bay area and you got nothing to do before the Elimination Chamber, Pro Wrestling Riot, the sister promotion of Full Impact Pro, is back. Reloaded 2 is going to be this Sunday, 4:00, live from Gasoline Alley in Largo, Florida. You can check out ProWrestlingRiot.com for information on the matches, including the Pro Wrestling Riot heavyweight champion, the Marquis Bruce Santee. He'll be defending the belt against Sideshow. And then most likely after that, we may all end up going somewhere and watching the Elimination Chamber and seeing, who knows, two new world champs crowned going into WrestleMania.
Yeah. You know what? For the Elimination Chamber, I'm going to say Kofi wins it right now.
That would be a stunner, man. That would be a total stunner of the night if Kofi takes it.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Thanks to you, the producers, Scott, Shock, Corey's the E3, Aaron Kendrick. Go for it, dude.
I want to thank everybody for being a part of this event. This was awesome. Want to thank WTR Productions. This was awesome.
Yeah.
OWW is on iTunes, where we have all of our shows, as well as over at clipwrestle.com. We're on Twitter. We have a Facebook page, as well as a YouTube channel. Also, Wrestle-Radio and WTR are where you may find us. OWW is the gold standard, as well as the most reliable wrestling source in the world. Our email address is radio@onlineworldwrestling.com, and you can call into the studio toll-free anytime at 1-866-543-OWW0. That is 1-866-543-6990.
All right. Radio@onlineworldwrestling.com. Don't forget, Otaku Talk Live up next here. Alan, thanks for coming on. See you next week. Aaron, match of the week. Don't forget, send it to RadioAtOnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. Till next week, OWW Radio, we're out.
See ya.
Through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.